Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, Jack Blood with you folks. Sitting in once again for Alex Jones. My program also airs on Genesis Communications Radio Network 5 days a week, right after this very show, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time. I trust you all had a good weekend. Hopefully, most of you didn't have your head in the sand all weekend. There was a lot of news, and we're going to cover that today. With me, riding shotgun with us for the next 3 hours, also one half of the team sitting in for Alex Jones, the one and only Erskine. Erskine overnight. Erskine, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, and good morning to you, Jack. There is a lot of news, and I think one of the first stories you want to get to and right out of the box is that 7-7 interview.
Well, that's right. Fox News did an interview, and I wanted to go over some of the transcript. I'd hoped to play this for you, Erskine, but I'll read some of this transcript. It's very startling. Was the 777 mastermind Oswat working for British intelligence? John Loftus and Mansoor Ayaz came up with surprising information about the mastermind, allegedly Harun Rashid Aswat, behind the London bombings. And here's this part of the transcript, according to Fox News.
Can it really be that close to Oswald?
Well, you know what's funny is it's Tim Osmond. In fact, this is a whole nother suspect, I believe, Erskine. Tim Osmond was the code name for Osama bin Laden with the CIA, and they've just
right. That's the name where when he met with people like Ted Gunderson when they were selling him the nuclear, not the nuclear, but the Stinger missiles.
Yes,
that was the name he used. So it seems like they like these O names.
Well, actually, there's another suspect in the London bombings or in more bombings in Iraq who's another Osman. So we can get to that throughout the show today. Let me read you the. I know it just never ends, does it, Erskine?
No.
Let me read you the meat and potatoes here of this interview. Mike Jarek is with Fox News. John Loftus, also in this interview, is a terrorism expert and a former prosecutor for the Justice Department. John Loftus starts off. I'm going to kind of leave out some of the minutiae here. Loftus says, quote, "This is the guy. And what's really embarrassing is that the entire British police are out chasing him, and one wing of the British government, MI6, the British Secret Service, has been hiding him. And this has been a real source of contention between the CIA and the Justice Department and Britain." Jarek answers back, "MI6 has been hiding him? Are you saying that he's been working for them?" This, again, is one of the lead suspects in the 7-7 bombings. Loftus comes back, "Oh, I'm not saying it. This is what a Muslim sheikh said in an interview in a British newspaper, that he's a double agent or was," Jarek asked. Loftus, "He's a double agent." So again, and we can go on and on to read this, Loftus also says he's just learned that the headquarters of the U.S. Justice Department ordered the Seattle prosecutors not to touch this suspect, Oswat. So we've got MI6... and we've got the United States Justice Department protecting this lead terrorist suspect, Erskine. It's just a little bit more of the same, isn't it?
Why should that be surprising when you look at the first bombing of the World Trade Center and the FBI admits, and this was in open court, this is not some conspiracy nutcase saying it, they admit that, yes, we had a double agent working for us, and the agent went to the FBI and said, "We're ready to do the World Trade Center, but we don't have a bomb." And the FBI said, "Oh, don't worry about that. Here's a bomb. We gave them the bomb to blow it up."
Fox News asked, the CIA says he's a lie. The CIA says it's okay to arrest him, but the Brits say no again. Loftus says, "The Brits say no. At this point, 2 weeks ago, the Brits know that the CIA wants to get a hold of Harun. So what happens? He takes off again, goes right to London. He isn't arrested when he lands. He isn't arrested when he leaves."
When they need him.
I'll go back, and when we come back, we'll talk about how he's been taken off the watch list and how he always escapes prosecution right on time. You're listening to the Alex Jones Program. I'm Jack Blood. Also, Erskine with us. Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back after this break.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
First day of August, 2005. Boy, that July sure went by fast. Jack Blood and Erskine from Erskine Overnight. Great show Saturday nights, midnight, Eastern Time on this very network. Of course, my show following the Alex Jones program Monday through Friday. Alex went to London to cover on the ground some of the news emanating out of London, which now becomes the epicenter for terrorism. Of course, we're told we're all Londoners, and I am told that he is on his way home now safely with a whole briefcase full of information and news footage. Erskine, I would expect nothing less from Alex Jones.
Absolutely. I'm looking for a great new video to be coming out shortly. And it's my understanding that Londoners, when we talked to Alex on Friday, simply aren't buying the story because their story just simply keeps changing. They're having a hard time making people believe this story. As you say, you've got the various people running around with Oswald-like names, and they keep coming up. They said first all them were suicide bombers, completely dead. They were all destroyed, and they went to be with Allah, and the whole thing was a suicide bombing. Now they were having all of these suspects. This is a person who did. This is a person who did. They keep changing their story.
Well, we'll look forward to Alex Jones coming back tomorrow, folks. So, again, thank you. It's an honor to fill in for Alex. Certainly, I'm sure Erskine would agree with me. Erskine, let's continue with this story developing from Fox News. I think it's really interesting that Fox aired this, but it seems that maybe they didn't know what this John Loftus was going to say. Now, again, the interview is between Mike Jerrick of Fox News. John Loftus is a terrorism expert, a former prosecutor for the Justice Department, and where we left off in the first segment was Loftus was telling Jerrick that this Harun Rashid Aswat was British intelligence, that he was a double agent. And then we start going into all of these coincidences, such as the Seattle prosecutors ordered, the Justice Department ordered the Seattle prosecutors not to touch Aswat. And then we get into the fact that he's on a watch list. That's right, he's on a terrorist watch list, just like all of the bombers that came over in the 93 World Trade Center bombing. And Loftus says, yes, he's on the watch list. The only reason he could get away with that was it if he was working for British intelligence. Again, making a very simple connection, Erskine, that a guy's on a watch list, he moves around every way he wants to, and here's Loftus, a terrorism expert, saying the only reason you can get away with that is if you are working for British intelligence. Now, one more element of this story, a couple of more elements, but the next one is Jerrick's asking about Pakistan. Did the Pakistanis jail him when they caught him? Okay, Loftus answers. The Pakistanis arrest him. They jail him. He's released within 24 hours back to South Africa, goes to Zimbabwe. He's arrested in Zambia and, again, released. Par for the course. Yes, par for the course.
Absolutely incredible. I've even got tapes talking about the 93 bombing of the World Trade Center, the people involved, and it sounds like almost a duplicate, doesn't it?
It sure does. Mansoor Ijaz also interviewed in this interview with Jerrick and Fox News. Goes on to say that, okay, here's Loftus again quoting during the same interview. The U.S. government's doing a great job. We arrested the New York branch of the Al-Mujahirun 2 years ago. We found the subway bombers with plans to blow up two different subway stations in New York City. Again, just fodder here. The rest of the group is, quote, under surveillance. They're under surveillance, Erskine. So here we have, again, a sting operation occurring. We have these subway bombers. We caught some of them. The rest of them, we've just let them run around. They're under surveillance. And while the U.S. was used for Al-Mujahirun for training of people to send to Kosovo, what ties all these cells had together was back in the late 1990s. The leaders all worked for British intelligence in Kosovo. Believe it or not, British intelligence actually hired some Al-Qaeda guys to help defend the Muslim rights in Albania and Kosovo. That's when the Al-Mujahirun got started. So again, the Al-Mujahirun, a Mujahideen spinoff group, Al-CIADA, or Al-MI6ADA, again, under British intelligence in Kosovo, according to this Justice Department head, Loftus.
Bottom line, state-sponsored terrorism. Bottom line.
I mean, again, I don't know how much evidence we need here, Erskine. That seems to constantly be the situation. In fact, just recently I had a debate with somebody more of a libertarian persuasion, and I was giving him a lot of this evidence, and what we constantly hear is it's incompetence. It's just incompetence, Erskine, of course. The fact that they keep catching these very same people that they're accusing for bombings down the road again and again and again, and they're releasing them, that they're on terrorist watch lists, but they run around doing whatever they like. I mean, this is just incompetence by the Global Intelligence Services.
Either they are totally incompetent and total idiots, or they are using these people to create, as Paul Joseph Watson says, order out of chaos. It's either state-sponsored terrorism, or these people are incompetent, and they aren't making that many incompetents today. They just aren't turning them out today, and these are not stupid people who are running the CIA. These are not stupid people who are running the various governments, and so you've got one choice or another. Either it's planned, or it's incompetence. That's all the only choices we've got, as I look at it, Jack.
Well, on command and control, you certainly do have a number of incompetents. And it reminds me when I did a little work with Fox News over those conventions, Erskine, and, you know, people talk about the great media conspiracy, and I'm looking at a room full of people. It is controlled chaos from the top down. You know, obviously, a lot of these intelligence agents don't really know what's going on, or we wouldn't have had so many people, the people that David Shippers and others are representing right now, Stanley Hilton, that had come out trying to warn their superiors about the plot developing for 9/11. The fact that these so-called agents were working under a sting operation, these so-called terrorists were also getting instructions how to fly planes but not land them. Again, all part of the cover story, some of that. But again, I mean, here's David Shippers himself, who was involved in prosecuting President Bill Clinton, led the impeachment effort for Bill Clinton. You would think he'd have some friends on the right, Erskine. And he calls these people and he says, hey, look, there's a plot going on to fly airplanes into buildings, et cetera, et cetera. Can't get anyone on the phone.
Well, you know, these people are busy there. What do you mean can't get anyone on the phone? Of course not. And look at 9/11. Who got fired? Who got fired? There was ample evidence that they did know what was going to happen. And who got fired in the intelligence community? Not only did they not get fired, they got promoted.
Well, as Bill Maher likes to say, he was the only one fired for the incompetence on 9/11, of course, for making a off-the-cuff and not a very politically correct remark. Certainly, we saw Tenet and others take the brunt of some of the information problems we had in the Iraq buildup. But for 9/11, nobody was, in fact, quite the opposite, Erskine. We should now note that not only was no one punished and no one reprimanded, but most of the people involved were promoted involved with 9/11.
Absolutely, totally ridiculous. I mean, if you have that big a breach, then you need to do a top to bottom. And what do? They expand the intelligence agencies, put them under a bigger umbrella where nobody can see what's going on, make them more private, and they put the spotlight on us, the American citizens. They declare war on the American citizens. The heck with the terrorists, because they know who they are. Look at it. They know who they are. And we're seeing this more and more and more.
Well, this Oswald, again, is an agent provocateur. I mean, we now have a clear statement from two sides, the Brits and the U.S., who both declare that Oswald is an agent provocateur, a, quote, mule, or as I like to call a matrix mole or even a patsy, although the U.S. administration is trying to point their finger towards London's MI6. It's rather clear that certain factions in both administrations are working hand in hand. And, of course, you mentioned order out of chaos, Erskine. I mean, this is right out of the leaflets of Gladio and the United Nations NATO option or the Salvador option. Now they call this P2OG, Erskine. I know you're familiar with that, which is basically stating a strategy of tension. If the terrorists are now bombing something, well, you better start poking them with the stick and getting them out to bomb things. And if you can't do that, well, then go ahead and bomb it yourself, because we've got to get people behind this agenda, Erskine.
Now, Paul Joseph Watson will be on my program Saturday night live from London, and he's the author of Order Out of Chaos, and he's extraordinary, extraordinary.
I've had him on my show before, too, and I'm waiting for part two to that book to come out pretty soon. I know he works for Alex, and he's working very hard trying to decode some of this information, but he did do a great job. He's a great interview, and I'll tell you something about him, Erskine. It gives me some faith that our youth, not just here in the United States, but around the world, are getting involved. They're doing the research. They're pounding the books. They see very clearly what's going on. And boy, it sure wasn't the case when I was a kid, Erskine. I mean, there just wasn't this type of information available at my fingertips.
Well, we've got to be very thankful for our freedom that we have to use the Internet and keep using it as long as you can. By the way, any of the programs that you have, any of the programs that I have, that Alex has, are available at gcnlive.com on archive. The internet has opened up new vistas for communications, new vistas for getting information. They just can't keep it quiet with the internet. It has been our salvation.
Amen. Hey, we have a ton of news to cover, but we will take your calls. Anything you want to bring to the table today? No scheduled guests, though maybe a few surprises. 1-800-259-9231. Lines are open. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show on Genesis Communications Radio Network, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I'm Jack Flood, and Erskine also joins me. We'll be right back after these messages.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific, the most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-004.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the program, Genesis Communications Radio Network. I'm Jack Flood, sitting in for Alex Jones. Alex will be back tomorrow. Also riding with me for 3 hours today, the one and only Erskine from Erskine Overnight. Another great program on Genesis Communications Radio Network. Some lines are open. We'll be going to your calls here shortly. 1-800-259-9231. You want to talk about CAFTA? We've got some new information about that and how that vote was rigged and possibly how we might even have a platform to get a recall on that vote. So we'll be talking about that during the program as well. Mr. Chertoff, or as I like to call him, Comrade Chertoff, warns of nuclear terror. We're going to talk about that. But Erskine, you have a clip that's germane to the previous topic that we have been discussing, and I'd like you to set that up and play that clip for us.
Well, what we were discussing, for anybody who's joining us new, we were discussing the fact that they were using a mole or they were using a double agent named Oswalt, unusual name, one we've never heard anything sounding even close to. But what they do is they keep reusing the same scenario. If it worked once for them, it works again. Here you had the London bombing and what happened there. They had an exercise going on, a simulated bombing. Beautiful cover. Same thing that happened on 9/11. They had a simulated plane flying into a building when they have a real plane fly into a building. So they keep using what works. Now, Ted Gunderson was the former head of the Los Angeles office of the FBI. Had over 800 people working for him. Here's what he said about the 93 bombing of the World Trade Center. And this is from Ted Gunderson.
What's happened over the last 10, 12, 15 years? The anti-terrorism legislation was written back in the George Bush administration, and there was a female Department of Justice author who said, before this passes, people have to be killed. Fast forward to 1993, the World Trade Center. The FBI had an informant, a fellow named Salam, 43-year-old former Egyptian officer, who was in with the terrorists. He was given the assignment to put the bomb together. He went to his FBI handler and told him, we'll put a dummy bomb together. His FBI handler said, no, we'll use the real bomb.
Notice that. No, we'll use the real bomb. This is what we have.
It's more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order.
This is the New World Order of George Herbert Walker Bush, of George W. Bush. This is the New World Order. It was done. They needed to pass the national ID. They needed to take the heat off of what was coming down on the Downing Street memo regarding the prior knowledge and the prior plans to go into Iraq. This accomplished all of that for them. It's worked out beautifully for those in power.
Well, let's remember also, that happened during the Clinton administration. Now, of course, they blame it on the Bush administration, just like Bush can blame 9/11 on the Clinton administration. But you know what? Bush's, Clinton's, Reagan's, I mean, it doesn't matter what we have. And that's a great clip, by the way, Erskine. And when we're talking about this interview at Fox News and this guy Loftus talking about how the CIA was funding operations to defend the Muslims in Kosovo and British intelligence was doing the hiring and the recruiting, I mean, we can all trace this back to Afghanistan. We can trace this back to Kosovo. But I'll tell you, you know, I've heard the excuses for the quote-unquote sting operation happening during the 93 World Trade Center bombing, Erskine, and it's the same thing. Incompetence. I guess there were two people in the department that were monitoring these people during this sting, and I guess they were having some kind of an affair, and of course it went wrong, and we had some incompetent boobs in charge of the sting operation. You know, it just reminds me of another episode of 24, the TV show. I mean, this is right out of Hollywood. It's just so preposterous.
Absolutely, absolutely. But what you're ending up with is the cover-up for so many other events by using this. And look what happened after 9/11. The American people were waving the flag and waving their rights. We got exactly what we deserved. We gave up all of our freedom for security. As Benjamin Franklin says, you give up freedom for security and you end up with neither. That's what we've got, neither right now.
Let's ask a question of our audience today, Erskine. Is this Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda and all of these operatives? Are they now rogue? Do we create a bunch of Frankensteins who are out running amok? Or are they still monitored and still, of course, being followed and being used by intelligence operatives? Well, according to this Fox interview, it would have been the latter. But what say you? 1-800-259-9231. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood filling in. Genesis Communications Radio Network. We'll be right back after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
August 1st, 2005. Thank you all so much for joining us today. Just a ton of information to cover with you. Well, as I like to say, 1,000 pounds. So again, I'm exaggerating. It's not 2,000 pounds of information, only 1,000 pounds this Monday. And I guarantee you, we will not be covering on this program some of the drivel and the pablum that you hear on the Sunday morning news programs. John Bolton will be rushed through, of course, not being voted on appropriately by the Senate. George W. Bush says, I'm the war president. I'll put Bolton into the United Nations. So we'll talk about that on today's program. I'm Jack Blood, of course, sitting in for Alex today. Alex will be back tomorrow. And, of course, Erskine is with me. We have this clip, Erskine, that I was speaking about in the first segment of today's program. And I want to play that because I think that will more appropriately illustrate what we are talking about here, even better than I can reading between the lines. Before I do that, I want to remind people to get Martial Law 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Learn the terrifying secret that holds the future of the world in its grasp. This is the most explosive video documentary out there today. If you're new listening to this program and you might have thought that the Michael Moore Fahrenheit 9/11 really opened your eyes and really gave you a clue to what was going on in the world and some of the ties and connection, well, you ain't seen nothing yet, as I like to say. You don't know Jack. Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. It's three documentaries in one. It covers the newest information on 9/11. It covers the police state debacle that we encountered in New York City while George W. Bush was visiting for his coronation. It goes into extensive detail on the Nazi connections with the Bush family. It also talks about Bohemian Grove. Choice interviews, Alex Jones on the spot, taking on all comers, three documentaries in one. It is fantastic. Get this video. Get as many of them as you can. Get them out to as many people as you can while the information is still relevant. 888-253-3139. Call now. Operators are standing by. 888-253-3139 or simply go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get your copy today. Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. The newest Alex Jones documentary.
Martial Law, 9/11. Jack, this is not conspiracy theory. This is facts taken from main news sources. It is not conspiracy theory. This is fact. It's what's happening today. It's the news you're not seeing anywhere else, but it's factual. This is no conspiracy theory on this.
No, I call it conspiracy archive, and if you want to get conspiracy theories, watch Fox News. Speaking of Fox News, Erskine, faux news, fix news, we distort, you deride. Speaking of Fox News, we have this interview clip that we were speaking of in the first and second segment. John, can you tell me how long that is real quick? Couple minutes. We probably have time to fit it in this segment. If we don't, we'll come back. And I do want to get right to everybody's calls, so nobody go anywhere. Go ahead and roll that clip, John.
SWAT is believed to be the mastermind of all the bombings in London
from on the 7/7 and 7/21. This is the guy, we think.
This is the guy, and what's really embarrassing is that the entire British police are out chasing him, and one wing of the British government, MI6, or the British Secret Service,
right,
has been hiding him. And this has been a real source of contention between CIA,
hold on, John,
Justice Department, and Britain.
MI6 has been hiding him. Are you saying that he has been working for them?
Oh, I'm not saying it. This is what the Muslim Sheikh said in an interview in a British newspaper back in 2001.
So he's a double agent, or what?
He's a double agent.
He's working for the Brits to try to give them information about Al-Qaeda, but in reality, he's still an Al-Qaeda operative.
Yeah. The CIA and the Israelis all accused MI6 of letting all these terrorists live in London, not because they were getting Al-Qaeda information, but for appeasement. It was one of those, you leave us alone, we leave you alone kind of things.
Well, we left him alone too long then.
Absolutely. Now, we knew about this guy, Aswat. Back in 1999, he came to America. The Justice Department wanted to indict him in Seattle because him and his buddy were trying to set up a terrorist training school in Oregon.
So they indicted the buddy, right? But why didn't they indict him?
Well, it comes out, we've just learned that the headquarters of the U.S. Justice Department ordered the Seattle prosecutors not to touch Aswat.
Hello. Now, hold on. Why?
And that's, well, apparently Aswat was working for British intelligence. Now, Aswat's boss, the one-armed Captain Hook, he gets indicted 2 years later. So the guy above him and below him get indicted, but not Aswat. Now, there's a split of opinion within U.S. intelligence. Some people say that the British intelligence fibbed to us. They told us that Aswat was dead. And that's why the New York group dropped the case. That's not what most of the Justice Department thinks. They think that it was just, again, covering up
for this
just like
very publicly affiliated guy with Al Mujarrab. It's a British intelligence plant. So all of a sudden, he disappears. He's in South Africa. We think he's dead. We don't know he's down there. Last month, the South African Secret Service come across the guy.
Yeah, now CIA says, oh, he's alive. Our CIA says, okay, let's arrest him. But the Brits say no again?
The Brits say no. Now, at this point, 2 weeks ago, the Brits know that the CIA wants to get a hold of Haroon. So what happens? He takes off again. Goes right to London. He isn't arrested when he lands. He isn't arrested when he leaves.
Even though he's on a watch list.
He's on a watch list. The only reason he could get away with that was if he was working for British intelligence. He was a wanted man.
And then takes off the day before the bombings, I understand it?
Yeah, and goes to Pakistan. Pakistan is arrested.
They jail him.
He's released within 24 hours, back to southern Africa, goes to Zimbabwe, and is arrested in Zambia. Now the U.S., we're trying to get our hands on this guy.
John, hang around. I have so many questions now.
This is a bad one.
All right, and we'll take a break there as well because we're just about out of time for this segment. And, I mean, isn't that stunning? Can you believe, I mean, here we are looking at our key suspect for the London bombings as working with British intelligence, broadcast on Fox News. Erskine, I don't know who this John Loftus guy is. I've never heard of him before. Again, he's a terrorism expert, a former prosecutor for the Justice Department. I don't know what his motives are. This is a breaking story. I haven't had time yet to do enough research to figure out exactly why this man is coming forward with this information, but we do have the information, and I think setting aside, you know, some of the other smaller details about these patsies being on the buses and working for some kind of a master, I mean, I think we have the key to the whole thing here. When you add up the drills that were being run, Netanyahu and Giuliani being on site for the London bombings, and now this guy Oswald, I think we have a pretty clear picture and insight into what happened that day on 7/7.
We'll be right back.
We will?
Yes. It certainly does give a terrific insight, doesn't it?
You jumped the gun there on me, Erskine.
I did. It gives you a terrific insight.
You don't trust me to take us to break, do you, Erskine?
I do. Now, the one thing that I found very interesting is that they're talking about he could be an Al-Qaeda operative. That's a question from Fox News. They're not saying he could be a member of British intelligence. They don't really want to go there, and that was what was so astonishing about that they actually would come out with that information. But it's absolute proof, once again, that indeed we're getting state-sponsored terrorism.
Well, it's easy to blame British intelligence for all of this. Of course, you know, we're looking at good cop, bad cop again, and let's let the United States play the role of good cop for a few minutes, Erskine.
Absolutely, no question about it. Look at Osama bin Laden. Let's look at him. Where was he in July before the 9/11 in September? In July, he was at an American hospital in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, being treated by an American doctor. And here's a guy on dialysis who planned the entire thing, sitting out in front of a cave with a cell phone. Give me a break.
Yeah, well, you can call that a conspiracy theory as well, except when it was reported in the BBC and the Washington Times. So, again, I mean, they put these stories out a few days after the 9/11 bombings. This is Osama bin Laden visited by the CIA agent, operative chief, station chief in July of 2001 while he's on the terrorist watch list. We also again
wanted for the bombing of the USS Cole, and the CIA chief in the Middle East is visiting him, and he's being treated by an American doctor in an American hospital. Excuse me, does anybody see a problem here?
And what happened to the people they caught that had bombed the USS Cole? Do you know the answer to that question, Erskine?
No.
I will tell you. About a year ago, they all escaped from Yemen out of jail, just not being watched. I guess Barney Fife left the keys too close to the cell, and they all walked out of there. It's just
I mean, this isn't Otis that they're hiding, or Otis who's sitting in the jail going over his drinking bench. These are the people who bombed the USS Cole, and you say they just walked out of the jail. They didn't happen to be Houdinis, did they?
It's just fantastic. And then we hear these stories about, I mean, again, Aswath, the Harun Rashid Aswath, now we think might have engineered these 7-7 bombings, working for British intelligence, getting help and aid all over the country where he goes, also reported dead. Of course, we heard this about Chemical Ali. We've heard this about Zakawi probably 5 or 6 times. The most recent event was he escaped out of the Humvees, were chasing him down the road of Iraq, and he jumped out of his truck and ran away through the desert on his one leg. I mean, I got to think that the powers that be think that we are incredibly stupid and so dumbed down that we won't notice this.
Well, you've got to look at it this way. No wonder we can't win this war on terror. You can't kill them. They keep coming back. It's George Romero's Night of the Living Dead. Whoa, here comes Chemical Ali back. Here comes, here they come back again. You just can't kill them. They just keep returning on us, don't they?
I think we have a second part to this clip, but let's go to the phone. John, 1-800-259-9231. Do you have a comment on Barney Fife and Otis, a.k.a. Global Intelligence and what's the town drunk's name again?
Otis.
That's right, Otis. John in Ohio, thanks for calling, and you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Jack, could you hold me over? I got so much to say. I know you're running up close.
We got 6 minutes, I think.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, well, first of all, you know, I'm on the left, and I think you guys do a great job on certain things, and I would like to sort of supplement with, you know, Workers Org or ZMAG Org for their last.
Before you go into that, John, let me ask you. You called in Friday, and
right.
You were making a case for Cuba and...
I was going to leave that for last.
Well,
I'll go first.
Well, I mean, we had a couple of callers call in and comment on that.
Okay.
Did that sway your opinion at all?
I'll start with that then. Yeah, I think it's very easy to answer that. The United States government, according to former CIA operatives, had been attempting to overthrow Castro from almost the first moment that the revolution occurred. And it, as a caller said, it wasn't something that just rose instantly out of Zeus, the revolution. That went on for a 6-year guerrilla war. From the Moncada fight on 1953 to 1959. You look at the thing that you often mention, the Operation Northwood, which was a plan by all the members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the civilian Undersecretary of Defense, Paul Nitze, to kill Americans, terror bomb American cities, blow up a ship in an American harbor, send up remote control planes that were supposedly rigged to appear to be shot down by Cuba, all in an attempt to frame up Cuba and invade Cuba. That certainly indicates that this is not a controlled opposition, along with the...
So the answer to the question is that no, we didn't sway your opinion whatsoever. Did you look into how communism was created and the overthrow of the Russian Revolution and the Bolsheviks?
Yes, I disagree there, too, since there were 14 capitalist countries that sent troop contingents to strangle that revolution immediately after it occurred, including the United States.
Here's what we have, John, is we have kind of the 5 cents prison, the illusion, the so-called Matrix version of events, and then we have another version of history, and it's very difficult, I think, sometimes to bring the two together and to try to find the truth, but we'll kind of let that dog lie. What else did you have for us today, John?
Well, you mentioned John Loftus. This is a man who, in the Justice Department, was known for investigating all of the Nazis that were brought into the United States, CIA, NATO, and the United States and Europe after the Second World War for anti-Soviet and anti-communist operations. And largely
that would be Operation Paperclip, among others, right?
Right, right. And it brought into the ethnic outreach group, so-called, of the Republican Party that was briefly mentioned in one day back in the 88 election that were working for Bush. So he's they apparently didn't know who they were dealing with when they have brought him on. And
I kind of find it hard to believe, and again, I don't want to sound like I'm wearing a tinfoil hat here, John, but I find it hard to believe that they didn't know who he was and what his background was. And
yeah.
I also find it hard to believe that they didn't know what he was going to say, and I find it a little difficult to believe that even after he said this, that this remains out there still as information. But you could see how the spin goes. We're the good guys. No, we're not working with any terrorists. It's the British that are working with the terrorists, and maybe they bombed themselves, but of course, course, we're trying to catch these evil terrorists.
Yeah, but of course we know the close collaboration between Anglo-American intelligence. And you're talking about Zakari, and I was reading in the latest issue of Progressive Magazine, which is just mildly liberal and won't go there, you know, is sort of a gatekeeper, but they brought something out that was interesting. They said, this article pointed out, not for nothing, the administration let Abu Mazar Zakari remain on the loose in the lead up to the Iraq war, as NBC revealed in a major but very underreported story dated March 2, 2004. The United States military knew the whereabouts of Zakari for some time. He was in northern Iraq under the no-fly zone in an area nominally controlled by the Kurds, that is, under the U.S. and CIA.
Yes.
Long before the war, quote, the Bush administration had several chances to wipe out his terrorist organization operation and perhaps kill Zakari himself, but never pulled the trigger, Jim Mazluski of NBC reported. Three times the Pentagon drew up a strike plan, and three times the Bush National Security Council nixed it. Military and officials insist their case for attacking Zakari's operation was airtight, but the administration feared destroying the terrorist camps camp in Iraq under the U.S. Kurd-controlled zone would undercut its case for war against Saddam, NBC said. So Bush kept Zakari around. So
that's John, that's very interesting about Zakari, but how about Osama bin Laden? I mean, this guy's still running around. The fact of the matter is, if you kill the boogeyman, you can't kill the boogeyman because you don't have anybody to hold up to a reason for the wars or anything else. You just can't kill him. You've got to have him as our poster boy.
Or you can kill him and roll him back out a few months later because, again, we've fallen so far down the memory hole, Erskine, that we forget that we even killed the guy. And what you're talking about, John, reminds us of the strike that Sudan had arranged for Bill Clinton to get Osama bin Laden. Of course, again, they didn't want to deal with the collateral damage that could appear by bombing Osama bin Laden in Sudan at that time. I mean, it's okay.
Bombing him? Why didn't the CIA station chief, when he went in to see him at the American hospital, just take him out?
It's okay to kill and sanction to death over a million people in Iraq, but we don't want any collateral damage while trying to catch Emmanuel Goldstein. Hey, John, thanks for the call. We'll come back. We'll take Dave in Minnesota, Clayton in Missouri, John in Dallas, Terry in Ohio, and others patiently holding. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay tuned.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Standing our ground, standing up for ourselves, thinking for ourselves. That's the key to all of this. And the second we fall into this movie, this illusion that Hollywood, Wall Street, and Washington, D.C. are creating for us here as United States citizens, that's the minute that we fall prey to this fear-mongering, and we're going to talk about that here in the next hour. Comrade Michael Chertoff, warning of a nuclear terror event, of course, thanks to the fatherland. No, wait, that's the motherland. No, sorry, I mean the Homeland Security Department. We can just take that word security, folks, every time we hear it, and we can put the word control in its place. So you've got your social control number. You've got the Homeland Control Department. Of course, airline control, not airline security. I want to go right back to these calls. Of course, Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones today. Alex will be back tomorrow. Erskine also sitting in with us for the next few hours. And all of you, let's go to Dave in Michigan. Dave, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Oh, glad to hear you again, Jack. Missed the shortwave show.
Okay, yeah, me too.
Hey, Uzbekistan evicts U.S. from air bases, the headline in the Associated Press today.
Uh-huh.
They're kicking us out of the Khorshid Connect. Kind of about air base there, known as K2, and but the reason why they're doing it is the UN's been in there trying to fly these refugees out of Kyrgyzstan that went in there after this revolution to kick out the Russian mafia about 3 months ago,
uh-huh.
And we were bouncing them from Kyrgyzstan to our air base to refugee camps in Romania, where they can apply for refugee status in the United States or Israel, or
so we defer
to Eastern Europe.
We defer to the United Nations in Uzbekistan.
That's right.
And we've obviously got newer and better bases going up as well, Dave, in the Middle East. So,
well, how
I don't
are
know.
They going to fly all their heroin out of there if we don't have that air base?
Well, it's a cooperative effort. In fact, 60 Minutes, Erskine, you mentioned this to me on the break. Great interview with Putin, Vladimir Putin. On 60 Minutes. Yeah, that was a rebroadcast. But, of course, you know, he doesn't answer any of the questions. You ask Putin about consolidation of power. You ask him about a state-controlled media. They just outwardly own their news services there and control the news and the biggest news programs that you see. And instead of answering the questions now, all he has to do is defer back to the United States, Erskine. I mean, why do we give him that ability if we're so against communism? And if Bush says we live in a transparent democracy and we have a transparent media, why do we give Putin this ammunition?
Well, I mean, even when they ask about the elections, he said, I'm elected by the number of people who vote. He said, you've got the Electoral College. I mean, it's their form. If you're living in a glass house,
all right,
in a transparent democracy, you shouldn't throw stones, you know?
Well, they have true democracy, which is mob rule over there, or at least the appearance of mob rule. Great point, Dave. Anything else?
Well, I noticed last night in that interview we had there with Putin, and he said that the oligarchs there that were robbing everybody in Russia,
yeah,
were Jewish.
He did say
that's
that.
That's what Putin said in that interview.
He did say that, and if you're, you know, a student of history and you're a student of a lot of these issues, in some ways you could get caught up in that, and then you could look like, it could look very much like Pooty Poots, one of the good guys fighting the oligarchs. But then when you get to the juicy details of him bombing himself repeatedly so that he can bring down this consolidation of power, it just doesn't ring quite as true and as nice as we'd all like to believe. Thanks for the call, Dave. I appreciate that. Second hour of the Alex Jones Show coming up right after this. I'm Jack Blood. Erskine also joins us. Everybody stay on the lines. We'll go right back to your calls right after this. Stay tuned.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.